while Kentucky has won its 8th national title. The freshman-dominated Wildcats built an 18-point lead in the first half and held off a furious Kansas rally, 67-59, to win the NCAA men's basketball title. Sophomore Deron Lamb led Kentucky with 22 points.
I had a great shooting around. He told me I have 25 today, but I had 22, and it feels great. My sophomore year, went to the championship. My freshman year, went to the Final Four, so you can't get no better than that.
For Kentucky coach John Calipari, it's his first national title in 4 trips to the Final Four.
It's over now, and I can get about my business of coaching young people and not have the drama of all the other stuff.
For the Jayhawks, it's the 6th time they finished as national title runners-ups. Here's Kansas coach Bill Self.
We came up short, but you know, I don't think we lost. I think they just beat us, and I'm really proud of our team.
All sound courtesy of the AP. Meanwhile, police in Lexington, Kentucky say several dozen people have been arrested following rowdy celebrations of the Wildcats' win. Screaming fans poured into the streets near campus, waving flags, spraying beer, and torching couches and at least one car. Tonight, Notre Dame takes on unbeaten Baylor in the NCAA basketball women's national title game. To the NBA, where 5-time All-Star Reggie Miller and longtime coach Don Nelson are among a dozen players, coaches, and teams that will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. The class of 2012 was announced at the Final Four. On the court last night, Houston knocked off Chicago 99-93. The Clippers blew out Dallas 94-75. Memphis surprised Oklahoma City 94-88. Milwaukee whipped Washington 112-98. Utah rolled over Portland 102-97. And Sacramento got by Minnesota 116-108. In other NBA news, Knicks point guard Jeremy Lin has undergone successful surgery, repairing a small meniscal tear in his left knee. Lin's expected to miss 6 weeks. To the ice, Tampa Bay skidded past Washington 4-2, and Los Angeles blanked Edmonton 2-0. In baseball news, Matt Cain and the Giants have agreed to a 6-year, $127.5 million deal, the largest deal for a right-handed pitcher in baseball history. The Yankees' CC Sabathia and the Mets' Johan Santana, both left-handers, are signed to larger deals. And ESPN sources are also reporting that Joey Votto and the Reds have agreed to a contract extension worth $225 million over 10 years. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.